I'm excited today, beloved, to walk you through many of the elements of the Passover Seder. This is important for you. Join me. You're going to be blessed.
Schneider is a voice crying out in our lost world, pointing mankind to Jesus today.
Shalom. I'm Cynthia, Rabbi Schneider's wife. Beloved, testimonies are coming in of God touching and transforming people's lives through this ministry. It's my prayer that today God will touch and transform your life as Rabbi Schneider teaches and preaches God's word.
I'm excited today, beloved ones, to share with you this Passover season. Do you know we celebrate freedom and deliverance in our lives just as the ancient Israelites experienced freedom and deliverance out of Egypt 3,500 years ago. In fact, Jesus is the last and holy deliverer. The Bible says that when Moses was raised up, he prophesied that there was going to come a deliverer after him, and whoever didn't listen to that deliverer would be cut off from the people. When Jesus arrived on the scene, John the Baptist pointed at Jesus and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God," showing that Jesus was the one that Moses had prophesied about, that Jesus, beloved one, has become the final deliverer of the Most Holy God. What we're going to do today is we're going to go into a traditional Seder, and I'm going to walk you through many of the elements of it and making application for your life and my life today as we're in our journey into freedom through Jesus the Messiah. Join me now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through some of the different elements that we traditionally use during a Passover Seder. Now, the word Seder, it means order of service. So in the world of Judaism, we have a particular order of service when we celebrate the Passover meal. Now, I don't want this just to be about rules and regulations and ritual. I want to make real application, beloved ones, for your life today. It's a beautiful thing. But there's only three elements in the Seder that are actually biblical. We're commanded in the Bible on Passover to eat lamb, bitter herbs, and the matzah or unleavened bread. The other elements were added later by the sages and the rabbis to help us appreciate all that God has done for the Jewish people when He led them out of Egypt. But the good news today is that for you, Jesus has become the final deliverer, and Jesus is actually the fulfillment of Passover. In fact, 1 Corinthians 5:7 says that Christ, Messiah Jesus, has become our Passover. And so there's tremendous application for you today. It started out in its initial historical context as a holiday only for Jewish people. But now, beloved ones, in Jesus today, you've been grafted into the commonwealth of Israel, and the blessing of Abraham has come upon you. So you have a right to enjoy this. In fact, this is your heritage as well in Jesus the Messiah. Now, Passover, like all the Feast of Israel, have double applications. Initially, they were for the Israelites in their initial historical context. But in Jesus, beloved, they take on an even fuller prophetic meaning, and they have application for all of God's children through Yeshua HaMashiach, through Jesus the Messiah today. So what I'm going to do then is I'm just going to walk you through the different elements on the table today and point out their significance. And hopefully at the end of the broadcast, you'll have joy because of this, have more information, and can even begin to do this at home with yourself. In fact, you can go online and you can research actually the order of service and have some fun in the Lord celebrating Jesus' deliverance for you on this special season. Well, I want to point out that the order of service that we go through during the Seder meal, the Passover Seder meal, we get that order of service from a special book that we go through called the Haggadah. Now, this Haggadah, you'll see that I have other examples here on the table, the three books in front. There are so many different versions and so many different Haggadahs that you can use, but they walk us through the order of service. Now, the word Haggadah, in English we say Haggadah, Hebrew Haggadah, it actually means in English the telling, because the highlight of the Passover Seder meal is the telling of how the Lord delivered us out of Egypt. In fact, what's important for you to know is that in every Jewish home today, when we celebrate the Passover meal, We try to place ourselves back in the position of the ancient Israelites 3,500 years ago and try to relive their deliverance out of Egypt personally. It's kind of like this. It's kind of like we have a roll of carpeting. And then we roll the roll of carpeting way, 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 way out so that it goes 3,500 years back in time to the scene of the ancient Exodus experience. And so when we celebrate the Passover meal, we try to actually place ourselves back in the shoes of those ancient Israelites as if we're walking through the Exodus and being delivered ourselves. Now, the reason that I say this is important for you to know is because I want you to think about, as I go through these different elements, the things that King Jesus has delivered you out of as your great deliverer. You see, beloved, it's not a stretch at all to say that Jesus fulfills the Passover. As I said, 1 Corinthians 5:7 says, Christ, our Messiah, has become our Passover. And not only that, but when John the Baptist first saw Jesus at the Jordan, John pointed at him and said, what? Behold, the Lamb of God. What was he doing? He was identifying Jesus with that first Passover experience 3,500 years ago. So this has application for all God's people today, whether you're an Israelite that believes in Jesus, whether you're an Israelite that identifies with their ancestors coming out of Egypt, or whether you're a believer, Jew or Gentile, in Jesus today. Now, as the Seder begins, the first thing that we would do is we would light the candles here. Now, there would be actually a woman that would light the candles because we say that a woman is the one that sets the spiritual climate in the home. And so, generally speaking, the woman of the home will come out and light the candles. And, of course, I'm not a woman, but I'm going to illustrate to you today since I don't have a woman here with me. And we say, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kedeshanu b'mitzvotav Vetzivanu lahaligner shel yom tov. And we say, blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who sanctifies us with thy commandments and has commanded us to kindle the holiday lights. And so now the tone is set. As I indicated, we light the candles to separate the day. And as we continue on, beloved, in the Seder meal, I want to show you one more item that we use to kind of accent the mood. And that is that the leader of the Seder will have a pillow that he's reclining on. And the reason that the leader of the Seder will have a pillow that he's reclining on in his chair is to accent the fact that we're free now. Now that the Lord has delivered us out of Egypt, we're free, and we're accenting that through the pillow. And I want to encourage you right now just to declare that you're free in Jesus. And think about some of the things that the Lord has already delivered you from as you're on this journey. And just begin to thank Him and accentuate the freedom that you're now enjoying in your life. We thank you, King Jesus, for the freedom that you've brought us into through your love. Well, we're ready now, beloved, to have our first sip of wine. We're going to actually drink from the glass of wine, 4 cups of wine. And the reason that we're going to have 4 cups of wine is to accent the 4 expressions of deliverance that we find in Exodus chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. This first cup of wine that we're going to drink, it's called the Kiddush. We go, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the vine. And again, this is separating right now the holiness of the day as we're celebrating Passover together. At this point in our journey through the Seder meal, I'm going to come over here and I'm going to wash my hands. And this is something that was done in the ancient world. It's actually done twice during the Seder meal. And one of the times that it's done as a symbol of ritual purification. And so I'm going to pour the water over my hands, again, as a sign of purification and a way of being ceremonial clean to administer the meal and to be clean to eat the meal. And now we're going to continue on now that we have sanctified ourselves and washed ourselves for both ritual reasons and for simple reasons of cleanliness.
Rabbi Schneider is a minister of the gospel and actually a prophet of God. He can do the work of God and make a big impact in any area he goes. He will bless all the Africa, and the people that are released from the bondage of Satan, they'll also be releasing other people. I have never seen such a big crusade in my ears that I know Rombo. Rabbi, he has been teaching about the real love of God for the people. I cannot explain my thank and my gratitude for him. It is the very special connection from God that is going to continue, for we are going to welcome him for many times and make him come again and again and again and again and again.
Shalom, beloved one. I hope you can see that I really am reaching the world through on-the-ground mission crusades like you just saw through television and radio, and without your support, I can't do it. In Romans chapter 10 says, how blessed are the feet of those that carry glad tidings of good news, meaning those that preach the gospel. But he says, how can they do it unless they're sent? Beloved, I want to ask you today, will you partner with God by sending me? You'll share in the reward for the souls that are being saved through this ministry. God bless you. Thank you. And shalom.
Now, back to today's program.
We're going to begin with what we call the carpus. And you'll see on my Seder plate here, I have different elements that we're highlighting. Homes that are celebrating Passover, they have a plate like this. They come in many different colors and so on. But we have a place for the parsley, which is over here, which we're going to eat right now, the horseradish, the egg, the shank bone, bitter herbs, charoseth. And again, this says Pesach in the middle. And so I'm going to put the different elements on there as we enjoy this meal together. I'm going to turn it around towards you so you can read it a little bit better. But we're going to take now what we are talking about, calling here the appetizer. And again, this is carpus. I'm using parsley here today. And I'm going to dip it in some salt water here. Now, the salt water represents two things, and the carpus as well. The salt water, on the one hand, represents the tears that the children of Israel cried as they were in Egypt. One of the things that's interesting in Judaism is, as you begin to research it, there are many different interpretations and many different meanings given to different things in Judaism. In other words, this rabbi says it means this. This rabbi says it means something else. And there's all these interpretations, and so you have widespread interpretations and meanings given to things. This is why it's interesting that when Jesus was ministering, they said, this man teaches with authority, not as our scribes. Because in the days of Jesus, as it is in the days today, oftentimes what the rabbis will do is they'll say, well, Rabbi so-and-so said this, and Rabbi so-and-so taught this. But when Jesus began to teach, he didn't quote any other rabbis, but rather he quoted the Word of God alone, and he said, truly, truly, I say to you. And so I'm just simply pointing that out now because there's different meanings given to some of the elements that I'm using here today, but I'm sharing with you some of the more basic traditional meanings. So this is salt water. It represents the tears that the children of Israel cried when they were in Egypt. And this is the parsley or the carpus. And we're going to dip it in the salt water now twice. We're going to dip it in once for Israel, that was young and green, just like the carpus here, and in the springtime of their nation. And then we're going to dip it in a second time for Egypt that tried to follow them through the Red Sea. This, again, is the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds. It also represents the tears of the children of Israel. We dipped it in once for Israel that went through the sea, that was young and green and in the springtime of their nation. And now we're going to dip it in a second time representing Egypt that went through the sea trying to follow Israel. So we're dipping in now for Egypt. And what happened when Egypt tried to follow Israel into the sea? Down the hatch, right? And so we're onward in our journey now. And by the way, it's a really pleasant taste. It tastes really good, pleasant, green, just like Israel that was young and green and in the springtime of their nation. Now we're going to move over to one of the primary elements of the Seder, which is the matzah, the unleavened bread. The reason, beloved, that it's unleavened is because God told Israel, when you hear me call you out of Egypt, I want you to obey me immediately. And if you're baking bread, don't wait for it to rise. Just leave in haste immediately. And so we have the unleavened bread to remind us that Israel left in haste. Notice that the bread, the matzah, is striped by Jesus. Stripes were healed and it's pierced. And many see in this a reference to a symbolic foreshadow of Jesus the Messiah himself, who was bruised and striped, beloved, for our transgressions and for our healing. Now, We're going to say a blessing. We're going to say Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam hamotzi lecha min haaretz. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth the bread from the earth. Remember when Jesus celebrated his last meal with his disciples, the Passover, and Jesus was talking about that someone was going to betray him. And he said, he that dips with me is the one that's going to betray me. It was probably the matzah that Jesus was referring to when they would take a piece of matzah, pass the matzah, each one would take a piece, and then they would dip the matzah in one of the other elements on the plate, which I'm going to show you in a second, the bitter herbs and the charoseth. So probably Judas and Jesus both had their matzah in either the bitter herbs together or the charoseth, and their matzah was in that part at the same time. And Jesus said, he that is dipping with me now is the one. And thereby Judas was identified as his betrayer. And so I'm going to take a piece of matzah now that I've said the blessing. Very, very good. And we're going to go to the next element today. I want to talk to you now about, beloved ones, the bitter herbs. We're going to be using horseradish today, which is the traditional bitter herb that is used in most Seder meals. And this is not just horseradish sauce, but this is literally ground horseradish. So I'm going to take a little bit of this ground horseradish, and I'm going to put it over here on the Seder plate. And I'm also now going to actually make something for you. And I'm going to make what we call the charoset. Now, the charoset is an apple. This right here, it's chopped apple, walnuts, nut, honey, and brown sugar. And we're going to mix this all together until we get something that's called charoset. It actually tastes very, very good. I know that it may not look right now as good as it tastes, but it really is very, very good. Again, it's an apple, nut, cinnamon, brown sugar mixture. And what the charoset actually symbolizes is the mortar that the children of Israel used to make bricks while they were slaves in Egypt during Pharaoh's taskmastery. And we ask ourselves the question, well, that was really hard. Why would they make something so sweet to remind them of, you know, this hard labor that they were under as they were slaves there? And the answer to the question, beloved, is this: now that we're free, even our hard labor has been turned into joy because we're free now and we're experiencing God's freedom. So we're going to take a piece of the matzah now, and we're going to dip some in the charoset, and which is also customary to make a sandwich. We're going to put a little of the bitter herbs on there as well. And I'm telling you, hopefully I won't cough too bad because this is really hot, but it's really good. Mmm. It is hot. Mmm. It's a kicker. It's a kicker. Praise the Lord. Well, now that I'm recovering, I'm going to move on to some of the other elements during the traditional Seder meal. Notice, my friends, I have over here an egg. The reason I have an egg, it was added later by the rabbis, but you'll notice that we do have a place for the egg on the Seder plate. I'm going to place it there now. And the egg reminds us of the sacrifices that take place, that used to take place in the temple when the temple was standing in ancient Jerusalem. Remember that the temple was destroyed in 70 AD by the Romans. But while the temple was standing, they were continually offering sacrifices. And so we ask ourselves, well, why are we using an egg to remind us of the ancient sacrifices that took place in the temple? And here's the answer to the questions, beloved one. How many times do we sin? And the answer is, we sin every day. And because we sin every day, we need a sacrifice every day. And how many times does a chicken lay an egg? Every day. Thereby, we get the connection between the sacrifices and the egg that symbolizes those ancient sacrifices. Because we don't any longer literally eat lamb on Passover, and the reason being that we're not eating lamb on Passover in the traditional Jewish world is for the same reason that I just explained with the egg. It's because the temple is no longer standing in Jerusalem. And because there's no priesthood, no temple, and no sacrifices, we're not actually eating a lamb which was sacrificed while the temple was standing. So to remind us of that, we simply bring the shank bone of a lamb. And so we're going to put the shank bone of the lamb on the Seder plate. Now, over here, I have a second cup. Remember, I drank from the first cup. We would have drinking from it four times during the Seder meal. But notice that I have a second cup here. You may ask the question, why the second cup? This is called Elijah's cup, and if we were eating a full Seder right now, I would actually have a place over here set for Elijah. I would have a plate and I'd pour him some wine. And we ask, why do we set a place for Elijah? And the reason is, according to the ancient rabbinic thinking, before Messiah comes, Elijah's going to come first to announce his coming. And this is actually not only rabbinic, but it's biblical. We find in the book of Malachi, for example, that the Lord prophesies there, and he says, before I come, I'm going to send my messenger, Elijah, before me, and he shall make the way straight and prepare for my coming. And so remember, when Jesus was on earth, they asked him in the Gospels, if you're the Messiah, where is Elijah? Because the Scripture says that before Messiah comes, Elijah's going to come first. Jesus said, John the Baptist is Elijah, if you can receive it. And so because most in the traditional Jewish world are still waiting for the Messiah, they set a cup for Elijah, hoping that Elijah will show up to announce that the great deliverer, the second deliverer, the final deliverer, Messiah, is now coming. So you see, even in ancient Judaism, beloved, the Jewish people that are still in traditional Judaism, they understand that a deliverer is coming, like Moses, that will be God's final deliverer. Well, aren't you so glad to know today that Jesus has come, that the final deliverer has arrived, and that he's here with you right now in the Holy Spirit to deliver you and bring you into freedom? You know, Jesus said, if the Son shall make us free, we shall be free indeed. Do you know right now Jesus is alive? He's right next to you and he's in you. And he wants you to reach out to him to bring you into a greater experience of freedom and deliverance. I want to ask you by faith right now, reach out to him. Ask him to bring you into a whole new level of freedom. Ask him to set you free from every bondage, from every addictive relationship, from every addiction you may have to anything, because Jesus said, the Son has come to destroy the works of the devil and to set God's people free. Father God, in Jesus' name, I speak freedom and deliverance over your people today. I thank you that you rejoice over them as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride. And Jesus, we just want to tell you today how thankful we are and that we love you. Thank you for coming, Jesus, and being our deliverer and setting us free. Beloved, Passover is a very happy time of year as we celebrate freedom and deliverance. In fact, Jewish people greet each other during this time of year by saying to each other, Chag Sameach, which means happy holidays. When we read about how Passover was celebrated during the days of the Bible, we find in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 35, that tremendous offerings were brought to the temple and offered up to God in thankfulness. I want to encourage you this time of year, beloved one, to present a special offering to the Lord as a token of your love to Him and a show of your appreciation for all He's done for you. In ancient Israel, they brought the money to the temple. I want to encourage you, beloved ones, if this ministry is feeding you, present a special offering to the Lord now through Discovering the Jewish Jesus. I know you'll be blessed when you do it from a pure heart. Thank you and shalom.
Here's how you can partner with us. Send your tax-deductible gift to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, P.O. Box 777, Blissfield, Michigan 49228. To make a credit card donation, call 1-800-777-7835. 1-800-777-7835. To donate securely online, go to discoveringthejewishjesus.com. To show our appreciation, we will send you an audio CD of Rabbi Schneider's Message of the Month, as well as our most recent newsletter. To learn more about this ministry, and for more information about Rabbi Schneider's rich spiritual resources, or Messianic music by Joshua James, go to discoveringthejewishjesus.com.
If you have a testimony of how the Lord has used Discovering the Jewish Jesus to change your life, we invite you to share it with us. Visit us at discoveringthejewishjesus.com and click on the testimonies link to share your personal testimony. I love watching your broadcast and feel as though I've been blessed by hearing the word through such a graced rabbi. I have always wanted to learn the Old Testament and understand the connections between the Old and New Testament. Your authentic and anointed teachings are a true inspiration to help me as I devote my life to Christ. God bless you and thank you for your clear and personable ministry. Lorraine from Pennsylvania. Beloved, it's because of your prayers and your financial support that thousands of lives are being transformed around the world. In supporting Discovering the Jewish Jesus, you become a partner with God in building His eternal kingdom. Thank you, and may the Lord pour back into your life as you partner together with us.
Beloved, as we come to the end of the broadcast, I'd like to bless you. In the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse 22 through 27, the Lord actually tells Aaron and Moses to speak these specific words that I'm going to speak over you now to His people. And the Lord said, when these words are spoken over my people, I'm going to place my name on them and bless them. So I want to encourage you now to lift your hands and receive the blessing of God. Yavarecheche Yahweh Vayishmarecha Ya'er Yahweh Panav Eilecha Vichunecha Yisa Yahweh Panav Eilecha Ve'asem lecha shalom. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift you up with His countenance, and the Lord will give you His children, His peace.
Looking for inspiration, truth, and power to make it through your day? Connect with Rabbi Schneider on Facebook and Twitter 24/7. Keep up to date on our events, crusades, new resources, and much more. Visit twitter.com/Rabbi Schneider or visit Facebook and search for Discovering the Jewish Jesus.